KQED Public Radio in our studios in Sacramento, this is Forum. I'm John Myers. Two hot topics in the news in this coming hour. First up, paid days off when you are sick, a perk or a necessity? The state legislature could soon send to the governor's desk a bill making it mandatory for employers to offer paid sick days. And in our second half hour, you see them every day on the roads and freeways of the Golden State, motorcycles that split the traffic lanes, passing cars and trucks that are slow moving or at a standstill. So why have officials removed all the tips for lane splitting motorcyclists from state traffic safety websites? Sick days and splitting lanes. Stay with us for a lively hour from our state capitol studios, a Forum. From KQED and Public Radio in our studios in Sacramento, this is Forum. I'm John Myers, senior editor of KQED's California Politics and Government Desk. For workers, it can be a relief. For some business owners, they say it could be a burden, a sick day away from the job that is taken with pay. Paid sick days, as we know, are pretty much the norm in a lot of workplaces in California, but not all workplaces. Many low-paying jobs come with a simple rule. If you want a paycheck, you got to show up for work. When the legislature returns here to Sacramento in a matter of days, one of the most contentious items on its agenda is a bill to require all employers in California to provide at least 3 days of paid time off for being sick or to take care of a sick child or a family member. The law would cover anyone who works at least 30 days a year in the state and would take effect next July. Assembly Bill 1522 is now in the California State Senate, is already passed the state assembly. It is a focus of intense lobbying efforts on both sides by organized labor in favor and by some in the business community opposed. In this half hour of Forum, the pros and cons of the 3 day sick leave bill. First up, my conversation this morning recorded just a little while ago with the bill's author, Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez, a Democrat who represents San Diego and California's 80th Assembly District.
Well, this bill would allow workers to earn an hour of paid sick time for every 30 hours worked, with a maximum of 3 days per year. And so this is important because in California there are 6 to 7 million workers, mainly low-wage hourly workers, who at this point, if they're sick or if a child or a loved one is sick, does not have the right to even take an hour of paid sick time. So we often have individuals in industries, nonetheless, that interact with the public, retail, restaurants, service workers, who have to choose between coming to work when maybe they're sick, infecting other people, because they have to have enough hours to make ends meet, basically, or staying home and going to the doctor and getting better. Or, you know, if there's single moms like myself out there who, you know, have to make the very difficult decision when a school calls and says you need to come pick up your child, what you do when you're scheduled to work.
There have been multiple attempts, as you know, in years past at the Capitol to do something similar to your bill. What is different in your approach to mandatory sick leave this year? What's going to make this pass, in your opinion?
Well, you know, I give a lot of credit to former Assemblywoman Fiona Ma, who did carry this bill for 6 years. And I think one of the benefits I have is that the economy is doing better. You know, quite frankly, she was carrying it during a time that we were in an economic recession. We have pulled out of that recession. I think that that's helpful. The other thing is there's been so much national attention. The president this year talked about in a State of the Union address about paid time off, about paid leave. You have Maria Shriver really taking it up as a cause for women, as the single most important issue for working women is to be able to have a few days to be able to take a loved one to the doctor or themselves take a day off. This has become kind of a part of our national conversation. We've also had cities who have implemented this and had no problems. So I think we can take away kind of that boogeyman approach that somehow this is going to make, you know, businesses fail as a result, because the cities who have implemented it have, of course, much more lucrative sick time leave policies. And so I think we have a lot of different dynamics that are coming together this year that make it the perfect year to allow California to be the biggest economy in the nation to pass a paid sick day leave bill.
Well, you're certainly correct. I mean, there have been localities that have done it. San Francisco is a very good example in California. But having said that, you know what the criticisms and what the opposition here at the state capitol has been, that it's an expansion of a mandate for businesses that they can't afford. There have been concerns, as you know, about expanding this to people who are temporary or seasonal or part-time employees, that employers could not afford that. What do you say to those critics?
Well, look, we saw with Obamacare what happened. when we exempted part-time workers. We actually incentivized these big corporations to move their full-time workers to part-time in order to avoid a mandate. I'm not going to do that again. And quite frankly, unfortunately, because of a result of these companies' business practices, most low-wage workers are part-time workers. It's a strategy that they employ in order to not have benefits. And so we don't want to take that opportunity from folks who that is their job. Unfortunately, they don't get as many hours as they would like. But if they're sick, they still need to be able to take time off and get well and be paid for that if they have put in enough hours to earn it. A part-time worker will still have to put in 30 hours to earn an hour. And so I think it's fair, it's equitable, and it keeps us from incentivizing moving people to part-time work.
The bill also, we're speaking here with Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez, the author of this proposal to require paid sick days for all businesses in California for workers who work at least 30 days in a calendar year. You say 3 days in this bill. Why 3 days? I mean, some people may say, gee, that's not a lot. Of course, your opponents say it's too many, but why three?
Right. Well, you know, San Francisco has 5 to 9 days, basically, and I think every locale that has pushed it has a 5-day. But when we started looking at this and we look at the wide variety of economies in California, and some places, of course, have done better than others, we didn't want to burden small businesses and places where unemployment is still very high, and yet we still wanted to provide what was necessary for individuals. And on average, an individual needs 2.2 sick days a year. So we thought 3 was fair. It allows a little bit of buffer, of course, for, you know, somebody pick up a child or a loved one from when they're sick to take them to the hospital or to a doctor. And so we wanted to start with really what was a bare minimum, which we think is a humanitarian standard, basically, that we should be providing for folks.
And Assembly Bill 1522, now pending in the California State Senate, paid sick days, 3 days for workers, all workers pretty much, across California. Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez, a Democrat of San Diego, the 80th Assembly District. Ms. Gonzalez, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you so much.
We will take your thoughts, good and bad, on this mandatory 3-day sick leave proposal in California, which is pending in the legislature coming up. First, our discussion continues now with two guests on opposite sides of the pending legislation. John Kabatek is executive director of the California branch of the National Federation of Independent Business, an opponent of the bill, AB 1522. John Kabatek, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
And Steve Smith of the California Labor Federation, who joins me in studio, which supports the 3-day sick leave bill. Steve Smith, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
John Kabatek, let me begin with you, because you heard my conversation with Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez, the author of this mandatory sick leave bill. Tell me what you think. I'm sure you're going to tell me it's the wrong idea.
Well, I think death by a thousand cuts may be the phrase that comes to mind when you're thinking about small business. But thanks for having me. You know, I am sure that the assembly member has the very best intentions at heart when she introduced this bill. And, you know, creating a safe and healthy environment for California workers is important and a primary goal of small business owners. But unfortunately, as is often the case with policymakers in Sacramento and otherwise, AB 1522 will just do more harm than good for small businesses and jobs. And add to that uncertainty, you know, we represent about 23,000 small businesses across the state, and they're still not out of the woods of being uncertain. You know, first, it wrongly assumes that this is a problem, that small businesses aren't providing their workers fair and adequate time off. We heard the assembly member talk about this being a problem, but simply according to our studies and information that we've seen even beyond us, that's just not true. Our studies have shown that 75% of small business owners provide sick leave already, 96% have provided some sort of a general leave or time off with their employees, something that they've developed with their employees that works best for them. But on top of that, California already has a number of the most stringent protective leave absences that employers must abide by: Family Rights Act, pregnancy disability, domestic violence. So there are already a scores of leave opportunities employers must abide by. So just the question that we must ask oftentimes is this a solution in search of a problem? And we just think it is.
So just to clarify then, John Kabatek, you don't believe that there are workers who are unable to leave, that have a problem. You don't believe that there are workers who can't leave their job because they're sick.
Well, according to our studies, we're finding that, again, most employers are allowing that and providing that. And then I think it's the second part that I want to make is, you know, AB 1522 just wrongly assumes that the small minority of small businesses that don't offer a leave program just simply can afford to do so and simply choose not to do so. You know, you put yourself in the shoes of a small business owner, the highest gas, sales, income taxes, the highest minimum wage in the country, now more questions than answers with Obamacare. So this one-size-fits-all mandate, while perhaps well-intentioned, is going to just add scores of new costs and, again, uncertainty to the most strapped small business owners in the country. And I think there's a perception that a small business owner can wave a magic wand and make that money just appear and provide that kind of help. Those who can't do it just simply can't afford it. Let's make it a more friendly business climate. Let's stop businesses and jobs from leaving. That's where our legislature should be focused.
John Kabatek, Executive Director of the California branch of the National Federation of Independent Business, which opposes AB 1522, the mandatory three-day sick leave bill that is now pending in the legislature. Steve Smith from the California Labor Federation. John Kabatek says, it seems like, sounds like from what I hear him saying, it's pretty simple. There are businesses that cannot afford to give these sick days.
Well, first of all, he's saying that this isn't a problem, and he couldn't be more wrong. You know, one-third of California's workforce has no ability to earn sick leave on the job. That's 5.5 million workers in the state of California that can't take a day when they get sick or when a child gets sick. You know, that's a huge problem for workers in the state of California. So, you know, that's the first point. Second point is, you know, when they talk about, John and others in the business community, talk about this bill being a job killer, you know, researchers have looked at this and they've said this is cry wolf syndrome. These types of laws that support workers don't kill jobs. Research bears that out in San Francisco, where they instituted paid sick leave in 2007. As Assemblymember Gonzalez said, that was 5 to 9 days. We're only talking about 3 days here. It didn't kill jobs in San Francisco. In the state of Connecticut, where they have a paid sick leave law for the entire state, didn't kill jobs there either. So these arguments just don't hold water when you look at the facts.
But let me ask you, if I can, Steve, you know, there are concerns that should there be a mandate on employers for temporary workers, seasonal workers. Again, these are not people who work a 9-to-5 job. We're talking about people who have a very small amount of time and they would get the sick days. Is that a reasonable thing? The business people say no.
Well, the first thing is they have to earn the sick days. So they have to work a certain amount of hours in order to earn a sick day. And an employer has the ability to cap those sick days at just 3 per year. You know, part-time or temporary workers are the most vulnerable in this economy. We're seeing more and more employers shift to part-time workers, not because they have to, but to pad the bottom line for the company executives. So these workers need the paid sick leave laws the most.
Let me ask our listeners if they have questions or their own feelings. Should we have a mandatory three-day sick leave law in California? Call in, because this is a half-hour segment. Toll-free, 866-733-6786. That's 866-733-6786. Or email us at forum@kqed.org or our Facebook page. We'd like to know, do you support this idea or do you have concerns about a mandatory three-day sick leave law in California, which is a bill pending in the legislature? San Francisco has had this this in place now for several years. I want to ask both of my guests really quickly to respond to some of a 2011 study on the San Francisco law. First, John Kabatek from the National Federation of Independent Business. It said the study believes that employer profitability did not suffer, that 6 out of 7 employers did not report negative effect on their profitability. That would seem to be counter to your concerns that they can't afford it.
Well, it is, and it, again, is whether it's San Francisco or the Inland Empire, I think what we're finding from our members and from small business owners is just this is just one more struggle for them. Since this particular law was enacted in San Francisco, what we are gathering and from our members, you know, actually I think of a physical therapist who's in the city of San Francisco, just a year after this was passed, his initial reaction was having to pare back benefits from his employees and scale those back. And then his next step was to scale back the hours and the shifts of his employees. So, you know, we're finding that not just within San Francisco, counter to what this may be claimed, small business owners there, but let's think about across the state. Let's think about the Inland Empire, the Central Valley, where unemployment is well into the double digits. It's astounding that we would want to create higher labor costs. You know, we released a study just recently that showed over the next 10 years, if AB 1522 goes into effect, over 180,000 jobs would be lost. That's like seeing the entire community of Santa Clarita or even Garden Grove or my hometown of Glendale just disappear over a decade. I mean, is that what the governor wants when he's urging us to create jobs?
Let me jump in real quick because there are a lot of callers now and we've got a half-hour segment. But Steve Smith, let me ask you on the other side of the 2011 study. It said, and this to John Kabatek's point, that there were workers who experienced hours reduced, fewer raises or bonuses, or increased work demands. And so that was the way that some employers might have been paying for it.
Well, most employers didn't pay for it. In fact, as the study said, the impact on the bottom line was negligible in San Francisco. The same thing we've seen in studies about the law in Connecticut. And I would just say, we have a small business owner in San Francisco, a French bistro owner in Castro Valley, who wrote in support of the bill, said this was a great thing for her restaurant and her employees. So I think this is a good law across the board.
Okay, let me go to some of these calls. Let me take Emily in San Jose first. Emily, good morning.
Hi, I'm a small business owner, and I am currently in the midst of hiring my first few employees, and I am providing sick time for them because I firmly believe that my job as a small business owner is to provide a good work environment for my employees, and not only that, but to provide a safe place for my customers to come. I don't want them to get sick because my employees are sick, and I want to provide them with that.
Emily, thank you. John Kabatek, there's a small business owner who says it's the right thing to do. What do you say?
Well, that's perfect. That absolutely underscores the very first comment I made, which is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Let's certainly talk about ways to improve the healthy environment for the workplace. But again, this is a solution in search of a problem, and we do hear it from small business owners. Emily is a classic example of my point, which is the fact that the majority of employers, small employers, are providing some sort of a leave program that works. Those who can't are not able to afford it. Let's create a more healthy business climate.
Let's go to Linda in Santa Rosa next. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm a server, and I work in Napa Valley area. And I work for a pretty big restaurant that's really, you know, fine dining. And we don't even get breaks. You know, like, I'll work an 8-hour shift, and I won't even get a break, which is already illegal, you know. So I think that to add on this whole thing of having paid leave would just make our employers even more negative towards us in some ways, that they would instead make it almost impossible for us to take those days. You know, for some of the restaurants that I've worked at, I think that would be an issue, which is sad because in restaurants, we handle people's food. Like, we deal directly with people. And most of the people at my restaurant do get sick, and it goes around because they have to go to work. So there's a pro and a con.
Linda, thank you. I mean, Steve Smith, I think Linda says that she's worried about people who come to work sick, and a lot of the questions and comments actually we've gotten are that. But at the same time, she worries that an employer would find some, and that goes back to this issue, would find some other way to say, well, then we're not going to do X or Y or Z. And I think John Kabatek's point is that there are employers who are doing this, and so why do we need a mandate from state government that says 3 days of sick leave?
Well, we need a mandate because one-third of the California workforce has no ability to earn paid sick days. And we've talked about small business. Let's talk about large businesses like Walmart. You know, for an employee at Walmart to get one sick day, and this is unpaid, they have to go through a 30-step process in order to get one unpaid sick day. And at the end of that process, they still may be written up as a part of an effort to terminate them if they take more days. You know, 136 countries around the globe have paid sick day laws on the book. We're way behind the curve here in the United States. California should be a leader. We ought to be a leader in this. And that's what we're trying to do with AB 1522.
When we've asked people to comment on whether they like this idea, the vast number of the call of people who've called and emailed in were like our caller from Santa Rosa about restaurants. One, I work as a service in a restaurant, a listener writes on Facebook. I can't tell you how many times I've worked with people who are sick. Liz in San Jose wrote in to say a Walgreens employee coughed all over me. Again, this is she says about Walgreens, where it's required to come to work when sick. It's not a good thing. You know, a lot of those people in those kinds of service industries have concerns about not having the time off. And let me go to Robert in Placerville with his take on this idea of mandatory 3 days off. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I find it awfully hypocritical of the business interests to say that they need to offer their management all these benefits that they don't offer to their rank and file because they need to attract top talent. Hey, you can't have it both ways, gentlemen. Either you want top talent throughout your organization or you're willing to just pay what you can to get away with it. You know, this whole thing of putting the cost of business on the backs of the employees is what's turning this country around the wrong way, frankly, in my view. I work for a closely held corporation that has over 500 employees, and we get no sick leave. And I travel and, you know, visit many, many people over the course of the day. I could be spreading influenza. I would have no recourse but to go to work sick. That's my comment.
Robert, thank you very much. As we get tight on time here from the bottom of the hour, this is a half-hour segment. Steve Smith, let me ask you a quick question here, and then I'll go to John Kabatek for another thought. And that is, how does it get enforced? I mean, in other words, I mean, how does anybody know for sure that this is actually going to be enforced, that somebody gets those 3 days?
Through the labor commissioner, and the labor commissioner here in California is doing a wonderful job of enforcement on labor law issues. And, yeah, it's going to be a labor law issue that the commissioner will enforce, and it's employees that are going to be the ones to make those reports. And, you know, we think that's a good way to go about it. You know, we're certainly looking forward to workers having the opportunity to earn a few paid sick days in the future here in California.
John Kabatek from the National Federation of Independent Business, as we conclude here, this bill has been amended. It has made it a people have to work longer to qualify for the sick days. It was a little more generous at its first writing here in the Capitol. Is there a way to fix this bill? Can this bill be fixed, or is it just a bad idea altogether from your point?
Well, I just think that the better discussion would be about workplace time and wages and having a broader discussion. Oftentimes, especially in election years, John, we often see legislation pushed forward that just sounds especially sexy without thinking about the consequences that it'll have on employees. So this is not the right time. I mean, the governor himself has, you know, said that this is not the year for new taxes. And this is a classic example of a tax on employees. And again, point out, this is not just a private sector problem. Actually, it's shown that actually the cost of this bill for in-home supportive service employees is going to cost California about $37 million a year, also to state and local government. So that's passed on to the taxpayers. And, John, I just don't know that the governor and the legislature wants to have those kinds of costs as well as create job losses we're seeing across the state.
A final couple of thoughts here from our listeners on this idea of 3 days mandatory sick leave in California. A restaurant owner writes in, "We have zero extra money. We are a busy restaurant. I think adding paid leave is a great thing, but the assumption that small businesses have plenty of money is tiresome. We make the economy go." And then from our Facebook page, "People come to work sick because they can't stay home and get everyone else sick. They send their kids to school sick because they can't stay home to take care of their kids. In the end, it seems like it protects the rest of the workforce and productivity to have this time off." Again, this is Assembly Bill 1522. It would require 3 days of paid sick leave for pretty much every job if you work at least 30 days in a calendar year. It is in the California State Senate. Its final stop, if it gets there, would go to the governor's desk to be signed into law. Our guests have been weighing in. We appreciate your thoughts. Next half hour, we switch gears here on KQED's Forum.